Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace Podcast. It's your girl Candace, back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this very good night, we are going to discuss the holiday season of 2024. Happy holidays and happy late Thanksgiving. Oh my God, last month, I will be honest, has been the worst month for the Manic Candace podcast. Worst number in downloads since we started and been progressing. Now we've been regressing, and that's my fault. I've been focusing on law school. I've been focusing on the application process. I've been focusing on work and making sure I get my rest. If I didn't make sure I was getting rest, I would probably be in a bipolar mania on my way to the psych ward, because the amount of stress I've been able to mitigate and handle, I've never been able to do before. And I'm so proud of myself that I checked off one of my goals, one of my lifetime goals, and that's applying to law school. I applied to my dream school today. Got confirmation that they received my application. And it's just so awesome to me that although it took 7 years for me to do this big step in my life towards my dreams, one of them, that I, number one, lived long enough to see it through. The older you get, you realize, you know, like, hey, every day is a blessing. At least that's what I realize. Some people don't realize that at all during their life. And like, I was driving today, don't mean to get off topic, but like, I was driving today and I was like, you know what, Lord, thank you for allowing me to experience life. It's awesome. And I just left it at that. So how is everybody doing? Baby, it's cold outside. It's cold outside. It is the season for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, whatever religion you are. It is that time of year where we come together. Some of us hate the holidays because we don't have anyone to come together with, or the holidays have a bittersweet memory, and my heart goes out to all of you that just can't stand this time of year due to some specific reason, due to some specific reminder. It doesn't have to be anything that I listed. It's just that for some reason, you just hate the holidays. My heart is with you. Close skin window. So last month was the worst turnout for downloads. I feel like, you know how in 2022, I was on this phone recording every single day or every other day, damn near every single day. In my highest grossing month of downloads, I recorded an episode every day. I need to be that hungry until I'm mainstream. I realize that now. And, you know, the podcasting game doesn't stop. There's always something to comment on. There's always something to reflect on. And that's exactly what we're going to do in this episode, is reflect on this whole year, or at least begin to. I do plan on releasing 9 more episodes this month. Let me just read you the episodes that I plan on releasing. So today's number one is the holiday season episode. The next episode could come from this list. It's not in order. It's going to go based off my mood. We're going to have an episode on jealousy. I haven't talked about jealousy mainly because I don't get jealous that often. I do get jealous. I do experience jealousy, but I want to talk about signs that someone is jealous of you, especially your partner, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It happens all the time. sometimes your biggest supporters are the ones that are most jealous of you. I found that out the hard way. And we're gonna talk about when you're jealous, things you can do, what it means, how not to be that way. Cause it's a humbling reminder, being jealous. Whatever it is that you're jealous of. But I just never touched on that subject, so like I'll talk about it. One topic I want to touch on is decentralizing social media. And what that means is like taking social media and moving it down the priority list. With the death of Instagram, we should have a whole episode on that. Yeah, let's talk about it. The death of Instagram. I have a lot to say about the death of Instagram. I think that we can collectively come to a place and agree that it's no longer fun. It hasn't been fun since they took out like people you want to see out of your feed and just put in random things. Like my feed on Instagram is 50% suggested for you and 50% a small selection of people that I follow. And that makes me wonder, like, how many people that are following me even seeing my content? Probably only a handful of people are seeing my content. And then it just made me think, I'm like, this is kind of sad. Like, I want to share my art with the world, and like, it's not getting out there unless an AI decides that it's worthy of being presented. I don't know how all this stuff works, but I have an idea. And that bleeds into an episode that we're going to discuss. I promise we're going to do these episodes. I know a lot of the times I say we're going to do an episode on this before it happens and then it doesn't happen. But like, I'm hungry again. Like I said, like last month's stats, unacceptable. So we're going to be talking about, the dark side of being an artist. But before I want to dive into that a little bit, I want to go back to decentralizing social media. That episode, we're going to focus on practical things you can do to remove social media as your top priority. I mean, like a lot of us, we check social media the first thing since we wake up. Since we open our eyes, the first thing we do is we check TikTok, check Facebook, check Twitter, check something. We're going to have an episode about, like I said, the dark side of being an artist. Losing your creative spark is the element that could be considered dark on the side of being an artist. Various other things like jealousy, competition, self-doubt. Being an artist is pretty dark, so I think that this episode I'm going to dive really deep into my own personal struggles with being an artist in Phoenix, trying to be famous, trying to be known. What does that mean? Getting there and realizing that it was all a facade. It's all in your head. You just got to believe that you're the shit and then you will be. We're going to have another Marijuana's Anonymous episode. We're going to talk about my experience this past couple months, like weaning myself away from marijuana and how successful I've been. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have an episode on the mind, spiritual psychosis, which I have personal experience from. And we're going to dive in like what that feels like for the person experience it and what it looks like to the person, to like what it looks like objectively, because those are two different things. And that's why it's so hard for people with spiritual psychosis to come out of it. It's because they're seeing another version of reality. I'm going to talk about Elon Musk's Neuralink and propose the question, would you chip your brain? I wouldn't. The last episode of the month, we're going to talk about giving yourself permission to change. The episode is called Permission to Change. That might change because I gave myself permission. But we can get so caught up in the narrative that we wrote over our lives. We can get so caught up in the titles that we wear that we forget to be ourselves and we forget to nurture ourselves and protect ourselves as beings of who we are truly. So sometimes you get so caught up in your roles, your day-to-day roles, that you lose sight of yourself. And that is a sign that you need to make a change, a lifestyle change, and prioritize yourself. So giving yourself that permission to put yourself first, I kind of want to help with that, because I think that's something we all struggle with, especially people who are parents. Know you, lady, need you is like night and day. Hold on. Because it seems so far away, shawty. I want to get to know you, lady. Need you is like night and day, like night and day. Because it seems so far away, shawty. Okay, I don't know where that came from. I had to let it out. I haven't done that on an episode in so fucking long. Oh my god, I'm back. Bitch, I'm back. That's my LaCroix. My LaCroix. Limoncello. Shout out to Edgar. When he first introduced this drink to me, I was like, this is the most disgusting fucking drink I've ever had. But few years later, here I am, Limoncello, drinking sparkling water. Jesus. I wouldn't recognize myself, my teenage self. Like, if my teenage self saw the type of art I was producing, saw and heard my podcast, like, I'd be so proud. I'd be my number one fan. And I can truly say that. Like, if I existed outside of me and I was someone different, I'd be my biggest fan. Baby, it's cold outside. Hold up, another part is coming. I can sing. I really want to lay you down when I touch down in your town. Baby, let me break you off, baby. When I touch down in your town, baby, let me break you off. Okay, I had no business singing Pretty Ricky in elementary school, middle school, and high school. I was a virgin throughout those 12 years. Best believe. A virgin. Was it? No, it's how many years is it? 13? 13 years of general education and we still don't know shit. America is going to be studied, especially our propaganda and our indoctrination of how society is run and kept in this country to keep the rich rich and the poor poor. Like, it's going to be studied. It's going to be occult knowledge how American government got its people to fucking work and work and work and work and work and work and work with blatant examples of excess wealth in our fucking face that we will never have access to. It keeps me up at night. It keeps me up at night. The wealth gap in our society, in our American free society. It truly keeps you up at night. The have and the have nots, the poor and the rich, and just the divide. Most of us are like dreaming of $100,000 salaries. That's the highest it goes. in some cases, unless you are highly specialized, like a radiologist, dermatologist, or somethingist. You know, that is that far. Although I am gifted in anatomy and physiology, it only goes so far. I don't have the discipline to be a doctor. Jesus Christ, I barely have enough to go to law school and be a lawyer. But
walking on a dream, how can I explain? Well, I know myself.
So I say all of that to say happy holidays. Please take this moment to share the podcast overall with your friends, family, and your followers. Follow the podcast on Spotify. 60% of you listen on Spotify. So I am, my main hosting platform is Spotify. It goes to Amazon Podcast. It goes to Google Podcast. It goes to Apple Podcast. But I feel like Spotify is taking the pie of the podcast listeners. So please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers. You know, that little arrow, go ahead and click it. Put it in your Instagram story. Put an episode in someone's DMs. Put an episode in someone's text messages, iMessages, email. Come on, guys. Share me. If there's an episode that really resonated with you in the past that I have recorded, please send it to your friend, family, or your follower. All of them, please. This is how the podcast has grown, and this is how the podcast will continue to grow, is through word of mouth. So please help a bitch out. Follow me on Instagram at Manic Candace. Follow me on Twitter at Manic Candace. Follow me on TikTok at Manic Candace. Okay, so my Thanksgiving went a little like this. I woke up and I told myself, you're going to starve until you get to your mother's house. So I am half Black and I am half Navajo. Okay, I got to spend the last two Thanksgivings, one Thanksgiving with my Navajo family and one Thanksgiving with the family that I kind of fell into, my best friend Gabby. She's Black, but she's not mixed like me, and so her culture is just Black. It's not mixed. It's not two things. Like me, it's always been two things. So she invited me last year and this year to her aunt's house for Thanksgiving, and it was lovely. I had collard greens with ham. Like, it was delicious. And I heard that if you eat collard greens, you get a big ass. That's what I heard. No results to report. But, like, I just heard that if you eat greens, you get a big ass. I mean, I may be wrong, but like that's what I heard. Anyways, Black Friday was a joke. Amazon, which I'm banned from. Don't ask why. But I will tell you why I'm banned from Amazon. Let me tell you why. I was in the psych ward, okay? And I had a bank account attached to Amazon that I knew was closed. But they don't know that. So they're going to run me the product. And then they're going to wait for that 1 to 3 days for a bank account transaction, an ACH transaction to clear. This is a transaction made with your bank routing number and your account number. I didn't use a debit card or a gift card. I used my old bank account information. And I knew it. I got like $700 worth of stuff. Mostly art supplies, like premium art supplies. And like a Hello Kitty coloring book. I remember that. I'm like, why the fuck did you buy a coloring book? Anyway, I committed fraud. And I purchased those items knowing that like there was nothing on that bank. I was in the psych ward, okay? I was like, all bets are off. So I was fucking hit order. And then a week later, I was locked out of my Amazon account. Is love will make you levitate.
like a bird without a cage. If you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby.
This was the peak of her career. And she's been trying to come back. And she was like scissoring a girl on the VMAs this year. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with Katy Perry? I'm like, she should have stayed retired. I didn't even know she wasn't retired. You know, you owe your label so many albums. Speaking of labels, speaking of albums, before we get into that, Black Friday was a fucking joke, okay? Like, no one, we used to be a proper country. I remember when you would take a nap on Thanksgiving night, evening, whatever, and then, like, be like, oh, can I get a ride with you to go to the mall? Like, we were little, back in the day, you used to, like, go to stores at before midnight, waiting for midnight for the doors to open to get those doorbuster deals. There was something called doorbuster deals. Like, if you were at the door, that means you got the hot product that the store was selling, whether it be a PlayStation, a TV, anything that was expensive all year round except for this one day. And that's why it was called Black Friday. Like, now it has no meaning. Like, it used to be called black for a reason. Like, it was dark. Like, it got dark. It got violent. It got petty. But it got really, really violent. People punching each other out, stomping on each other to get through the doors, punching each other over, getting the last item. Like, it was just, it was awesome to walk out the store paying 75% less than you would have on any other day. It was such a high. And now you got algorithms running the price changes and setting fake deals and just all kinds of shit. And like, I think we have been keen on this as consumers that, hey, they do mess with things, you know, but like, we expect this one day as consumers for it to be about us and not the profits, not the company for once. Guess not. Today was Cyber Monday, and H&M's bitch ass was running a sale for Black Friday for 30% off, and then today was like 60% off. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. But Ulta was having a pretty good sale. I mean, so was Sephora. I'd say Cyber Monday was more of a success than Black Friday. And it used to be the other way around. Like, this doesn't even make sense.
Right on the edge of 17. Just like the wide window.
My voice, I can't sing, but like, my vocal range has limits. Like, I can't go from right winger. I like lose breath. Oh, if I could sing, it'd be so over for you bitches. It'd be so over if I, especially I could dance. Those of you who don't know, I love to dance. Love to dance, love to pop lock it, do the worm. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, if you have been living under a rock this whole year, you caught wind of a certain laptop with a certain president's son doing certain things. Cracks, Ukraine hookers, guns, tax money evasion, tax fraud, like, Hunter Biden, I think he pled guilty to gun charges and tax fraud in federal court. And then, but remember this laptop. Okay, remember when in 2020, like during the election, Biden and Trump are going back and forth, and there was rumors of a laptop that may have evidence of shady dealings between China and Hunter Biden, and he had a job with like the Ukraine military as like some high up, but like it's like, what are you doing? Like, you don't even live in Ukraine, you don't even speak the language that they speak. So it's just like, it was weird. And then the damning evidence on his laptop of him smoking crack. Like, he's literally smoking crack. It looks like it could be meth, because, like, the pipe looks similar, but we're just assuming it's crack. There was a bag of cocaine left on the floor at the White House. We all know where the hat came from. He's, like, doing lines and, like, sniffing his nose, clearing his nose at press conferences, like, while he's on camera. Just embarrassing. It's not the fact that his father is a president. His father is the head of the military, the United States military, at, like, commander. And, like, your father is, like, head of the federal government. It's, like, you don't, when your parent is in law enforcement, especially if he's the president of the United States, of the whole operation, you do not embarrass them. How embarrassing for their colleagues to see their, like, your, imagine being a parent that works in the federal government or is president. Like, how embarrassing, like, to a certain extent, your child has been caught doing illegal activities, federally illegal activities at that. And there's photos of his crimes, there's videos of his crimes, and they are embarrassing. Like, he hired hookers in Ukraine and held guns to their heads. But, like, Hunter, and to top all that off, he slept with his dead brother's wife after he died. So I think if Jill is Hunter's mom, you know, I feel like this has been Hunter his whole life. You know, the president's son, I feel like he's always been a disappointment. Someone with high potential but never lived up to that potential because of drugs. He has a law degree. He's not even a lawyer. It's like, nah. But Daddy pardoned him today. What does that mean? He has cleared him of any punishment relating to any admission of guilt, or if he were to get caught doing a federal crime within the next 10 years. So Hunter Biden has a free pass to fucking smoke crack, get guns. He's got a free pass from his dad. And I'm like, that is so fucking badass. Like, I texted my mom and, like, I was like, Mom, if you were president of the United States, would you pardon my ass? And, like, she didn't text me back till, like, the afternoon. And she was like, LOL, yes, I would. And I'm like, I love you. And she's like, I love you too. And I'm like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Is your mom always being down for you? That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Drake is suing his own record label, who also manages Kendrick Lamar, Sticky Sticky. So as a record label, you know, in my head, I'm like, I got the best of both worlds. I am profiting off of both sides of this. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. I mean, like, so Drake is alleging that Kendrick and his team, which is Drake's label, were artificially propping up his streams. That may or may be true, but if it wasn't true, we were all tuned in to wait for They Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. Like, we were all tuned in when, like, it dropped. It's like, They Not Like Us started trending immediately. Immediately. It was a cultural phenomenon. Almost like a cultural reset. after that day, I couldn't listen to Drake the same. I'm like, this fucking wimp. This fucking little boy. I don't want to listen to him with his ha 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 ha. And I still can't listen to Drake. Like, I don't get wet listening to Drake anymore because Kendrick exposed him as just being whack and, like, reminding us that he really isn't like us. He's a light-skinned nigger from Canada. And he's Jewish.
The best place to be when you're feeling like me.
Okay, so apparently, and this could just be my For You page on TikTok. I acknowledge that, and I have to mitigate that for what I'm about to say. There's aliens in the ocean? Hold on, rewind. What did you just say, Candace? There's aliens in the ocean. And we have evidence, and they've been here longer than us. And I'm just like, okay. And the guys that were testifying in Congress, forgot where they were from, but they didn't want to show any evidence. I mean, Congress was like, okay. They don't call them UFOs anymore. They call them UAPs, unidentified something phenomenal. Oh, unidentified aerial phenomena, which is more encompassing because instead of saying like unidentified flying object, like what if it's not technically flying, but it's in the air, but it's like doing tricks? See, all this supposed evidence of aliens in the sky when we were just told it's in the ocean, all of this so-called evidence in the sky got me thinking today. And I was like, you know what? If we were truly being attacked by another country with technology we've never seen before, if we were truly being attacked, we would literally think as Americans, just Americans, we would literally think we're being invaded by aliens because we can't comprehend someone stepping to us. We can't comprehend someone bullying us, someone putting us in the fucking corner. We have so much pride that we would rather think it's aliens than another country. I'm telling you. So it's like, are there aliens? Like, why pick this time to release that information you've been sitting on for years? I mean, I just feel like aliens are another thing that the government can use to start taxing people. I mean, climate change, it was like, oh my God, this horrible thing is happening. And due to our effects on the globe, like, this could be our future. Long time ago, it was a bunch of could. And now it's like, this has happened or is very close to happening. And the government has just, like, the past 10, 15 years, the new Green Deal, clean, renewable energy. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So what the fuck is renewable energy? I don't know, guys. I know I can go off on a tangent so much that I sound like an expert on something, but I leave it at where I end. I'm just like, I don't fucking know. Elon Musk is now part of the government. I don't know how I feel about that. But he's a smart man, and he is protecting his assets, which is something I expect him to do as a shareholder and as an entrepreneur. I don't like that he's in government. I don't like that. That's a little too close for comfort. Because he's got something called Neuralink. He wants to put a chip in your fucking brain. And after I finish my research on that, I'm going to present it to you, my findings, and show you where the future's going. Because we gotta compete with AI, right? How did we create something smarter than ourselves? That doesn't even make fucking sense. You know, the world would have been a better place if the body came with instructions. I bet you there's so many, like, things, abilities we are born with that haven't been developed due to the way we live in society, or haven't been nourished due to beliefs and how we live in society. Like, what if we were all born psychic? Like, what if we all have the ability to remote view, to see the future, to visit the past, to fucking do all these things with our mind, but, like, because of the processed sugar and artificial, you know, like, GMOs and shit, it's like, we can't have access to that in our minds anymore. I'm just thinking out loud. Australia has become the first country to ban social media for kids 16 and under. Thoughts? You know, I was in elementary school when I signed up for my first MySpace account and did it behind my mom's back. I went to Thalia's house after school, and she had internet and a computer. And, like, her internet sucked, but, like, I was able to, like, make a password. I remember writing down my password. I remember being like, ooh, I had to make an email. And, like, making the email was, like, new. So your email would be, like, sexylexi69@yahoo.com. So Diddy, and this is my last take of the night. Diddy do it? I think he did. So Diddy has been denied bail by the state of New York, by the federal government, basically by the United States. Like, he's been denied bail by the United States of America, because that's who's prosecuting him, for the third time. And this time, I don't know about the others, but this time it was highlighted that his conditions, he was proposing conditions. He was telling the court, like, look, this is what I'll do for you. Wear an ankle monitoring bracelet. I'll hire 24/7 security to monitor me. I will have no internet. I will have no cell phone. I'll have no laptop. And I wouldn't even be in my mansion. I'll be in a small apartment. You see, the problem with this, with him consistently going up for bail hearings and asking for new bail hearings and getting denied every time, is the prosecutors are alleging that he is still contacting witnesses and threatening them through third parties, allegedly through other inmates. Phone privileges, through his phone privileges, through his kids, through third-party text apps. Like, he's threatening people, alleged by the prosecution, while still in detention awaiting his trial. So you're asking for bail while you're doing what they told you not to do, and you think you're going to get bail? So I think he is, as a billionaire, I think he's used to when it's time to break rules can be broken with money. You see, this is the federal government is a place where money is not going to save you. You know what's going to save you? If the president pardons you after you're convicted. So after it's been found out, after it's been said and done, someone can go be like, oh, let's just take it away. But I don't think Trump and Diddy are associates anymore. And that's a shame. For him, at least. You know, I wish him well. Because I'm in love with the ashy, in love with the cash, and I'm shaking it back, and I'm taking the stress, and I'm taking it back, and I'm taking it back, and the house is a bust in the mouth, and I'm kicking it out. This has been Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining me tonight, or this morning, this afternoon, whenever, wherever you're listening, mes. And I bid you adieu. Bye-bye.